this wonderful story of Lord Nityananda Prabhu breaking the danda of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very wonderful. Srila Prabhupada quotes Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur to explain how when one takes to the sannyas ashram, one is given a danda. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas from the Shankar Sampradaya. The Mayavadis take one danda, which means that I am God, everything is one, I am one with the Supreme Brahman. Whereas the Vaishnavas have three dandi sannyas, which represent that one's body, one's mind, one's words, and one's very life are completely surrendered to the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For a devotee, this is the purpose of renunciation. We do not concern ourselves simply with detaching ourselves from the world just for the sake of being detached. We understand that our constitutional position is that we are the eternal servants of the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna. And therefore, detachment from material life is to completely utilize our entire being for the service of the Lord. Srila Rupa Goswami has explained, if we can use something in Krishna's service, to give that up is incomplete renunciation. We should always be concerned simply with how I could best serve. We are not concerned with how I can more detach, but how I could best serve. And detachment from material enjoyment is required in order to be attached to the service of the Lord. So therefore, devotees strive and struggle by all means to detach themselves from all sorts of material sense gratification, knowing that to the degree we are attached to sense gratification, Maya is cheating us. She is capturing our consciousness and keeping it away from Krishna. However, if we detach ourselves from sense gratification by engaging our words, our actions, our thoughts, and our very life in Krishna's service, service of Guru and Vaishnavas, then we are perfectly situated. And that is the goal and aspiration of all Vaishnavas. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu aspired only to be identified as Gopi Bhartur Padakamalayora Dasa 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 Anu Dasa, the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna, who is the Lord of Gopis of Vrindavan. And through this prayer he has given us what we should pray for, what we should live for, what our every action, word, and thought should be centered upon attaining this pure devotion to being the servant of the servant of the Lord. There are four stages of sannyas: Bahudha, Kutica, Parivrajakacharya, and Paramhamsa. When one is in the lower stages, it is a regulative principle to carry the danda. Lord Nityananda Prabhu understood that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, he is beyond even the greatest of all Paramhamsas. So why should he carry the danda, which is the regulative principle for the lower orders of sannyasis? First of all, Lord Nityananda Prabhu broke his danda into three to make it a three danda, a Vaishnav danda. But then, understanding that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu should not be carrying any kind of danda, he is beyond Paramhamsa, he threw it in the river. Danda bhanga nadi ki. In doing so, Lord Nityananda Prabhu wanted to glorify Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu throughout the entire universe as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Nityananda Prabhu, his every desire was simply to glorify Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Vaje Gauranga, Kaho Gauranga, Laho Gauranga, Thank you. Why is it, Lord Nityananda Prabhu, even though he knew Lord Chaitanya would be angry with him, broke the danda? And why is it that Lord Chaitanya, who completely controlled the heart of Nityananda Prabhu, unless he wanted Nityananda Prabhu to break the danda, Nityananda Prabhu would have never broken the danda? Why is it if Lord Nityananda Prabhu was under the direction of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through his heart to break the danda, why Lord Chaitanya became angry with him? Lord Chaitanya wanted to teach the principle of humility. Grinadapi sunichena karodapi sunishuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadara. He did not want to identify himself as a paramahamsa. He did not want to consider himself as a paramahamsa. But rather, the Lord, in the role of a devotee, wanted to teach us how important it is to follow the regulative principles of devotional service. He knew that there would be many sahajiyas who claim that when you attain a very advanced stage of consciousness, there is no need to follow regulative principles. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to teach, however advanced you may be, however great paramahamsa you may be, still the following of the regulative principles is very, very important and essential in order to guide the people in general on the right path. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Radha and Krishna, descended into this world to teach the whole world how to achieve pure unalloyed devotional service. And he taught it in the purest, safest, and most perfect way. Harinam Sankirtan, service to the Vaishnavas, and showing compassion to the fallen souls of this world. These were the main principles that he taught. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu every day would chant fixed number of holy mantras on his japamala. He would follow very strictly the principles of a sannyasi. When he was a grihastha, he followed the very strict regulative principles of a grihastha. Why? It was his supreme mercy and compassion upon us. He took sannyas and left his beloved mother, a widow, and his most chaste and faithful wife, Vishnupriya, also a widow, and followed the strict regulative principles of a sannyasi, even though by seeing these observance of regulative principles, devotees' hearts would break. Lord Chaitanya told Mukunda, when I follow the austerities of a sannyasi, your heart is breaking. You are holding in your tears. But when I see you, I feel even more sad. For the fallen souls, he accepted these principles. Yad yad acharati sreshthas tat tat evetarochana sa yatramanam kurute lokasthat anuvaratake. What great people do, the common people will naturally follow. Whatever standard they set, the whole world will pursue. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to show by his example how every devotee must very carefully and purely follow the regulative principles of Krishna consciousness. Then every devotee should think themselves very humble servants. We should not feel ourselves advanced or paramahamsas. You or me, we may think we are very advanced devotees, but Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu considered himself the most fallen servant of the servant of the devotees, just to show us how we must feel. So this principle of humility was very illustriously exhibited by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this pastime. The need to very carefully follow the principles of Krishna consciousness, whoever we may be. That was Lord Chaitanya's message. And it is why Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu allowed this leela to take place. But yet, Sri Nityananda Prabhu, he wanted the whole world to glorify Lord Gauranga as the Supreme Personality of God. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to hold his ears if anyone called him God. And Lord Nityananda Prabhu wanted the whole world to call him God. Who can understand the transcendental love between these two transcendental brothers? They are one and the same, yet performing two different parts in this divine lila of transcendental love of Godhead and its distribution to the world. Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami explains that this lila is very mysterious and it is very, very deep. We may be superficially trying to understand it with our intelligence, but how much do we actually understand what is being spoken in this pastime? What is the message? Only when we have complete faith in the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, only when we wholeheartedly, without any other consideration in this world, take total shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Gauranga and Lord Nityananda Prabhu, can the depths of the mysteries of this wonderful pastime be revealed within our heart. In this very holy place, Danda Bhanga Nadi, let us pray at the lotus feet of the Prabhupada. Let us pray at the lotus feet of the assembled Vaishnavas. Let us pray at the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda Prabhu and Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, who are performing this lila eternally in this holy place, that we may give up once and for all attachments to our egoistic desires and wholeheartedly engage our eternal existence as the loving servant of the servant of the servant, and purely serve this great mission of Lord Chaitanya and Srila Prabhupada by broadcasting the glories, the loud chanting of Krishna's holy name.
You were listening to Radhanath Swami on devotionalnectar.com.